Hello.
Hi, Melvin. What happened?
I really couldn't tell you. That's been the story of my life. I had to wake up and say what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got cut off. I didn't know if the call dropped or what happened, but I'm happy I got you back on the line.
Yeah, because right now, I don't know what number you called me from the other time that I left you the message, but now you're calling me from an 813 number, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're
in
Florida.
That happens with our phone system, like I said, because we're on that voice over internet phone, so I never know. But what I can do is I'll notate your account that next time if I call you and you don't pick up, to call right back again like 5 minutes later. That way you'll kind of see a missed call from me, and then you'll get a message saying, hey, it's local / trying to call, and then I can call you right back. That way you'll know that it's me, okay?
That's what the guy told me. And then next time I typed a call verbally, they were in California, and they said they never had an office in Tampa. I was like, really?
Yep. That's true. We're in California. We don't have an office in Tampa. So that's just sometimes, like I say, that VoIP phone system keeps the costs down for the company. And there's a lot of businesses that are doing that these days. I had a call back from Apple the other day, and I also had a call back from my Samsung account. And they both used my local area code to call, so I knew they were on VoIP phone systems. So most of the big corporations are using that these days.
Yeah, so how have you been dealing with the rain up there?
You know, it was pretty good where we are. We're in Orange County, and it came down like cats and dogs. And then the minute it stopped, I thought, oh, I better, you know, take my dogs out for a walk. They've been in the house all day. And I thought, like, I better get my rain boots, and I'm going to be walking through a bunch of puddles, and I'm going to be, like, ankle deep in water. And to my surprise, most of the sidewalks, most of the streets were completely dry. There was, you know, so I think we have a good drainage system where we live, because I didn't see any, you know, of course, when it was coming down, I saw, you know, inches and inches of rain. But the minute it stopped, it all drained out nicely. So, yeah, we got very blessed that it didn't hit us like it did in Northern California. So,
you know, you've been to West Coast Shoppers before?
No, I haven't. I think it's close to here. Let me see.
Yeah.
West Coast Shoppers. Where is it? Oh, in Long Beach. Yeah, that's not too far from here at all.
Yeah, because I know it was in Orange County. Only time I've been to California, I was in Incline, California. Drove from Florida to Incline, California. That was one hell of a drive. But you got to see everything.
Yeah, that's a big drive.
Oh, yeah. I flipped a coin to do it. With a friend of mine. He was like, yeah, Mel, I really need you to go with me, man, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'll flip the coin. If it says yes, I'll go. And we end up stopping in Las Vegas and all that stuff.
Oh, you know what? Those are the funnest trips that are the spontaneous ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. That's great. Are you still friends with that guy?
Yeah, we still friends.
Yeah,
you
still buddies? That's good.
Asking?
Yeah, that sounds like it. Huh?
Why you ask? Because of the long drive?
No, because you were saying that that you keep your, you know, your friends and your family very, you know, limited. So I was just wondering if you were still friends with them. Yeah.
Well, I don't hear from people unless they need me, you know. Like, I'm the genie in a bottle for friends, you know.
That's what my husband says. When my phone rings and I haven't heard from someone in a while, he'll be like, oh, they want something. And I'm like, no, that's my friend. They're just calling. And then they'll talk to me for a few minutes, and then it'll come out. Yes, they are calling because they want something. So I'm like, interesting. He called it. He knew before I did, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, see, I did a TV show in 2011, you know, and I was telling them about the debt ceiling. I happened to wake up this morning, and did the guy say, well, we ain't had a debt ceiling thing since 2011. And I had just posted it on my Facebook, you know, the video. And then I was like, wow, man, the Lord works in mysterious ways, because I got maybe 70, 80 shows on DVD that I've been trying
to
that I've been trying to put on a flash drive so I can rerun them, because everything that I talked about is happening all over again, you know?
Wow.
And somebody called me and said, Melvin, are you a time traveler or something? Because
how did you know that? Yeah.
And then out of all the videos that I could have picked from to put on there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I had bought this little DVD thing that you plug right into your phone. And then you can upload the DVD on the phone or a tablet, and then you can transfer it to Facebook, you know? And
oh, I love it.
I was like, wow, it kind of blowed me. And then the killing part is that I have on the same colors each day of the two videos that I posted.
Really?
Yeah. That almost scared the hell out of me. I was sitting there like, okay, what is really going on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That coincidental and things like that, I always tell people, it's not coincidental. That's the way it was meant to happen, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's what I said this morning. Duh. I said that this morning when I came up with the conclusion. I was like, wow, man, I say something is going on. You know, can you see I ain't got friends? Look how long, man, you've been talking, and you light years away from me.
Yeah.
anyway,
I'm the same way as you are, though, but for me, it's by choice. You know, I know that, like, every time my friends invite me, oh, let's go do this or let's go do that, I kind of flake on them. Oh, no, I'm busy. I have something to do. And, like, if I really wanted to go, I could have made the time. And I try to, like, analyze myself. Like, why am I like that? Why do I, like, you know, not really put too much effort into spending time with people? But I just think I'm so happy with my life and my husband and my family that I just, you know, to me, it's almost like a chore. Oh, for 32 years. But I have kids and grandkids, so every time, 32 years since.
You was breaking up when you said the years.
Yeah, 32 years. So, but we're always.
32 years. You don't even sound like you no more than 32.
Oh, that's sweet. That is so sweet of you. I like that.
Yeah.
I have
really.
4 grown kids and 5 grandkids.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, how about you?
Because, well, I have no kids. I've never been married. I ain't never lived in a house with a woman.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would
because
think that
when
you...
they see me.
Yeah.
When they see me, they see the genie in the bottle, you know, and then it's all for the wrong reason, you know?
I'd be sitting back,
see, because by me having 7 brothers, I can see the forest through the trees. You know, some people only see leaves and trees, and that's what the females are seeing, leaves and trees. You know, I was like, well, nah, you know, I mean, I've been asked to be married, you know, about 6-7 times, you know, but it was for all the wrong reasons. It's because I'm single. I know how to cook, clean, and sew, and go to the grocery store. I don't have kids. So I'm the perfect candidate for the average woman who had the bad relationship and got 4 or 5 kids now. But you want me to do everything that he didn't do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, that's hard. That's really hard.
But you still think you're with him.
Yeah.
You know?
You need to find a lady that also is close to your age, that doesn't have any kids, that can go out and be a free spirit with you and just jump in the car and drive out to California when you on a whim like that. You know, that'd be fun.
See, on my birthday I'll be 57. You know.
Oh wow, we're close in age.
I'll be 57. See, that's why we don't have friends, because nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
People friends are their Facebook, their Instagram, their TikTok, you know, their other social media. Those are people that have friends, you know. See, because when you're a long traveler like me, you already see what the friendship thing is. It's not really friends no more, you know. Remember, you can just meet somebody at school, and next thing you know, y'all friends all the way through high school.
Yeah.
You know? Nowadays, if you don't constantly DM me or Instagram me constantly or social media me, we're not friends. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Social media is definitely a blessing and a curse. I've seen it be both, you know, so. Yep.
Yeah, because Facebook took friendship away from society.
Yeah. It's kind of freaky, too, if I see somebody that happens to be on my friends list, but I don't really have a friendship with them. Maybe they're an acquaintance or someone I met, you know, they're a parent of someone that used to play on one of my kids' sports teams or something, you know, so I know them, but that, you know, I'm not really friends with them. And then if I run into them and they know everything about me, that's crazy when they're like, oh, we see that you just came from here and you just went there and you have this many kids. And I'm like, whoa, that's kind of weird. Like, how do you know all that? And it's because, you know, every time you post, they're following and they're watching, you know.
Yeah. They friends, but not friends. You know what I'm saying?
They're acquaintances. They're acquaintances. That's the word I was
saying. And but, me myself, if I say, I don't worry about it myself at all. You know, I don't worry about business because I'm a one-man show. This guy told me one time, he says, Melvin, once you cook, you fed your whole family. You're right. You know, you're right because I can break my plate when I get finished eating, you know? It's just me, myself, and I. So that's why I don't really worry about too much. As long as I got enough to keep the bills paid, you know? I'm good with the business was really picked up. I would still be the loneliest guy because I'm not going to be just going out like sharing the success. Here, yeah, I got you. No, don't worry about that. I pick up the tab. That's the guy I used to be. But
yeah.
I'm not that guy no more. So the budget is even better, you know, being broke. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. But, it is. I agree.
Because when you got money, you out there saying, oh, yeah, don't worry about that. Hey, you want to buy the lunch? Hey, and ain't nobody going to take you. Who's going to take you out to lunch? Who's going to take you out to dinner? I better get those offers. But anyway, I don't want to hold you up.
I agree. Okay, it's definitely nice talking to you, and we'll talk again, Melvin. I put some notes in here, so I'll keep my eye out on your account, and then if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you in a week or so, okay?
Well, you'll definitely hear from me before the 9th of February or something like that, but just like I said, you know, I've just been in a cycle waiting for the fire department.
Okay, I get it.
Pull me out.
Yep. okay, well, I'll pray that they come sooner than later. Nice
usually
talking
the police come before the fire department all the time.
Usually, yep, you know? Yep, the first responders.
That's in every city, state. That's in every city, state in America and around the world.
Yep.
But okay, then, Tina, it was nice talking to you also.
Yeah, okay, have a great rest of your day, too, okay, Melvin?
Now, if you see one of those California girls that's looking for a real man, you let them know.
I'll send them your way, Melvin.
I take referrals, you know.
You're funny.
For real candidates, I don't mind picking up the bill.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it depends on what they have to offer too. It's not a one-way street, right?
for the one that want me to take her to the nice place. So she can snap our pictures and put them on her Facebook. She gonna probably have to pick up the bill because I'm gonna go to the bathroom and leave her ass right there.
Leave her there.
Okay.
That's funny.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Melvin. Bye.